今より基調講演を行わせていただきます。まず初めにお呼びいたしましょう。全米グリーンビルディング協会前 CEO で現在はインターナショナルウェルビーイングインスティテュートチェアマンズ CEO のリック・フェドリッツ様です。サステイナビリティのセカンドウェーブ、環境から人々へと題しご講演いただきます。よろしくお願いいたします。
So our first speaker is Mr. Rick Federich. So please.
Ohayou gozaimasu. This is very good to be here this morning in Japan, and I'm honored to speak with you today. It's been many years since I was last in Japan.And yet, every time I visit, I find myself in awe of the tremendous leadership your country continues to provide to the rest of the world. Today, I'm representing the International Well-Building Institute and our work to enhance health and wellness of people through better buildings and communities. I'll talk more about our work in just a few minutes and how Japan is embracing health and wellness.As a core being to its development. But before I get to that, I want to share a little context. On my previous trip here to Japan, I represented the U.S. Green Building Council and its thousands of members who are dedicated to creating greener buildings and communities. In 1993, I co-founded the organization to help transform the largest asset class in the world, global real estate,by dramatically increasing the prevalence of green, high-performance buildings. We were out to convince the world that green buildings save energy, water, and precious natural resources, reduce waste and greenhouse gas emissions, offer improved air quality, and save money for building owners and operators. To do this, I knew we needed three things: a rating system, a large group of professionalsTrained in using the rating system, and a place for them to gather every year to learn from each other. The rating system, of course, was LEED, Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. Now, as you know, LEED is a family of rating systems that address neighborhoods and campuses, new construction, existing buildings, homes, and interior spaces.LEED is driven by a vigorous community of LEED accredited professionals, all of whom advance the use of LEED around the world every single day. In an audience like that, filled with longtime friends of USGBC, I'm sure I don't have to tell you where we were gathering every year. It's Greenbuild, a global conference and exhibition, which will be in Chicago in November. It's how we bring the communityTogether to inspire and educate and engage what has become the touchstone of the global movement. Green building has come a long way in the past two decades. We've made great progress in transforming the global real estate market into one that's more sustainable. And we watched with pride how individual countries have developed their own systems, like CASB here in Japan and 3-Star in China.And how countries have launched their own groups of dedicated professionals like the GBJ to advance this important work. We've learned a lot along the way. We've learned to view buildings as broader responsive systems rather than focusing on their individual parts. We've learned that we need to look beyond buildings and walls to communities as a whole, and we must widen our perspectiveto include the entire real estate portfolio. In the process, we've created a global market valued at more than $1 trillion US that didn't exist 20 years ago. Now, we all know that buildings release more CO2 emissions into the atmosphere than any other single sector, including transportation, energy supply, and industry.And the move away from fossil fuels in energy generation for buildings and transportation as well is key to achieving cleaner air through the new fuel, though the new fuels must continue to be affordable enough to grow the economy and add jobs and create a future for all of us. But the hard focus that we've been putting on energy efficiency, water conservation, and waste reduction, things that we can clearly measure, address only one part of the sustainability equation, which has been mostly about saving the planet. I call this the first wave of sustainability, where we focus on the protection and minimization of protecting the environment and protecting people, and minimizing the negative impact of buildings on both. But I believe what we're witnessing here is an exciting early days of the second wave, which is now all about advancing and enhancing the health and wellness of people by making and using buildings and communities to intentionally improve human health. And sustainability's second wave is only possible because we've reached critical mass of the first wave, which is green building and sustainability. We know how green buildings, and more importantly, why, but we're only just beginning to understand the science and the changes in practice that buildings and communities can contribute to proactively improving our health. We're also using lessons learned in green building, including understanding the critical importance of policy levers to advance these changes. We're implementing steps that prove where we spend our time matters to our health. Daylight, properly tuned acoustics, cleaner air, design that encourages movement, and access to healthy food, all of this matters. Every corner of our built environment should provide these things so that we can enhance our health and well-being, not compromise it. It should be our baseline, but all too often, it's just one more optional goal. The connection between green building and its promotion of human health has become increasingly clear. At their worst, our buildings, materials, and designs, our choices about location and maintenance, contribute to some of the key public health concerns of modern society, from asthma to cancer to obesity. But at their best, our buildings and communities can be powerful protectors and promoters of health and well-being. That's why we must embrace this second wave that our definition of sustainable buildings includes sustainability of people as a matter of course, not an unintended consequence. In the new paradigm, human efficiency must be as important as energy efficiency. Health conservation equal to water conservation. Health management equal to waste management. It's in this holistic approach that green building becomes not just a market transformation tool, but a human transformation tool as well. Because every building we enter every day has a direct impact on our health and our well-being. Now, popular media would lead you to believe that our health lies in our genes, our genetics, not our choices. But according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, our physical environment has more impact than heredity, healthcare, and lifestyle choices combined. It's for all of these reasons that we created the WELL Building Standard, to create the practices that will help us improve our physical environment, building on solid scientific research to give our work an evidence-based foundation that can't be ignored. When we created WELL, our engagement with the scientific, medical, and practitioner communities was the most important thing that we did. Because it's in the science that we confirm that everything matters. You have to address multiple aspects of design and operations of buildings to get to the health and well-being outcomes you desire. Buildings are complex structures and systems, just like the human body, and you can map the impact of various building systems to to the impact on the human body systems themselves. And when you do, the results are dramatic. Health is the indispensable prerequisite for the overall well-being of people, as well as the foundation of economic and social development. Yet we spend far more of our overall healthcare dollars fixing the things that go wrong than we do on preventing them from happening in the first place. Health is not just the absence of disease. It's about achieving a state of complete mental and physical and social well-being. And our buildings and communities can have a huge impact in helping us reach that goal. And the uptake for WELL has been dramatic. In just 2 years, we have nearly 1,000 registered and certified projects in 34 countries, encompassing more than 160 million square feet, and we're adding more projects every single day. Now, if I've learned one thing to be true, it's that when it comes to sustainability, necessity is the mother of invention. Nowhere has this been a credo more relevant than here in Japan. An island nation in which 94% of the population lives in urban areas due to its largely mountainous terrain, Japan has long been efficient and creative in its approach to providing homes and workplaces for its 120 million plus inhabitants. It's also a country whose culture is well regarded for its respect for the natural environment, as well as a strong devotion to health, nutrition, and fitness, leading perhaps to the longest life expectancy in the world today. It is therefore not surprising that select real estate, construction, engineering, and architectural and design firms in Japan are now bringing human health and well-being to the forefront by bringing this environmental meets human health and sustainability initiative forward. Two of Japan's largest and most revered companies in the industry are currently leading the charge. Through its wellness construction philosophy, Obayashi Corporation has identified that healthy activities and improved interior environmental factors are critical not only for building users, but also for those engaged in design and construction, including site employees, trade partners, and project managers. So it's not surprising that Obayashi's Techno Station, the main building at Technical Research Institute in Tokyo, is WELL certified gold and the first WELL certified WELL certified WELL project in Japan. And it's also LEED Platinum, which is very exciting. And to that, I would like to say, domo arigato, Obayashi. Similarly, another corporation, Shimizu Heritage, has long been recognized for its client focus and innovation in the built environment. As a leader, a leading firm in construction, architectural, engineering, and property services, Shimizu Corporation is leveraging its extensive network of sustainable building services clients to expand the global reach of WELL Building Standard, beginning with its MM2154 project in Yokohama. Situated in the city's central business district of Minato Minai, near public transportation hub of Shin Takeshima Station, the 19-story, 1 million square foot office tower is envisioned to be the next generation workplace that fully integrates health and well-being throughout. It is WELL Core and Shell pre-certified gold and slated for completion in the year 2020. Through its Smart Vision 2020 initiative, Shimizu is also dedicated to creating consistent value for clients and advancing industry best practice and education from within its workforce. As part of this initiative, the firm is supporting 150 of its employees to achieve the well-accredited professional credential. To that, I also say, domo arigato, Shimizu Corporation. Thank you. As WELL emerges in Japan and elsewhere, and as the available body of research grows to underscore the impact indoor spaces can have on the health and wellness of people inside of the buildings, so does the opportunity to improve the way people live by creating spaces that enhance their health and quality of life. With a handful of projects in Japan encompassing more than 1 million square feet registered and many more in the pipeline, it will be the industry's early leaders who demonstrate the increasing importance of focusing both on human and environmental sustainability in buildings and communities. To make sure this happens as quickly as possible, the WELL Building Standard guidebooks, addenda, and WELL AP resources are available on IWBI websites in Japanese, and the WELL version 2 rating system will be available in Japanese by the end of the month. And now, just 2 weeks ago, we launched the next version of WELL, WELL version 2. And we've taken everything that we've learned from our global roundtables, our surveys, and our interviews, and from conversations with our customers, and we've evolved the rating system in very positive directions. The next version of WELL is built on 7 key principles. It's simpler, designed to be applied by all buildings, streamlining and unifying several existing pilot programs. Multifamily, residential, educational facilities, and remaining flexible enough to accommodate novel project types. It's more equitable, inclusive of all populations, with special considerations for less advantaged or vulnerable communities. It's more global, with interventions that are more feasible, achievable, and relevant all across the world. It's still evidence-based, underpinned by the strong, validated research. It's technically robust, drawing on best industry practices. It's resilient and adaptive, responding to new knowledge. And it's built with vast input from our large community of users. We've grown the concept areas from 7 to 10 to reflect the comprehensive approach to these health and wellness outcomes that we seek. As you can see here, air, water, nourishment, thermal comfort, sound, light, movement, materials, community, and mind. Project teams work to achieve preconditions that meet a baseline and optimization points that can be added to allow you to achieve silver, gold, or platinum levels, all very much like LEED in its structure. And it builds on LEED and other credible green building rating systems where those focus primarily were on environmental performance. We now focus on how buildings can improve human performance and help people thrive. Most importantly, WELL is about verified performance. We test the air, the water, acoustics, and the lights. So you can see the metrics on exactly what's happening in your space. How we as humans respond to these things directly impacts our health and also our sense of well-being. WELL is administered by my organization, the International WELL Building Institute, and certified by Green Building Certification, Inc., GBCI, the same organization that provides certification for LEED. I'm very proud of the breadth and depth of my team, 60 smart, amazing, young, healthy people, and the vast expertise they bring to the table. Besides our team in New York, we have a large team in Asia and a growing team in Europe. And we're excited to be working with partners like Green Building Japan, who are on the front line of all of the work that we do. And we need this geographical reach because wellness is a global trend. That's not surprising because we're all feeling the stresses of our daily lives, whether it's global politics, and I can say that because I come from the United States today. Global politics can be very distressing. You can laugh now too. Family dynamics, bad traffic, the impacts show up in our health and are very costly in our workplace. Yet when employers invest in employees' health, productivity goes up, absenteeism goes down, and the customers benefit. Investors and managers alike are all seeing significant returns when companies invest in things that improve the health and wellness of employees, where they work and where they live. In fact, we've just released the WELL Community Standard, which extends well beyond the building and into the communities where people live and work. To help us take the wellness message to the marketplace, we established the WELL Accredited Professional Credential. We call it a WELL AP. It denotes expertise in the WELL Building Standard and commitment to advancing human health and wellness in buildings and communities. The WELL AP credential is not just for architects and designers, but also for human resource professionals, manufacturers, health practitioners, and anyone who understands the power of using our buildings as a public health intervention tool. All of the things I've been talking about, sustainability, quality of life, human health and wellness, education, they all have in common our shared passion for an idea that's bigger than all of us. It's the idea that together we can accomplish what we believe in. And when we join forces, the world conspires to help us achieve what we all want. A wise person once said that there is no endeavor more noble than the attempt to achieve a collective dream. I'm honored to be a part of a community of global leaders like each of you in this room today and all across Japan who think that this idea of people plus planet is a collective dream worth fighting for with everything that we've got. It's how we will succeed in the long term and how we'll deliver the world we want for our children and our future. Domo arigato. Thank you very much.
Mr. Federici, thank you very much for your great lecture.